If you have your Bible, turn tonight to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, starting with verse 17. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 17. The Bible says, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we. Glory to God in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." The Bible here is talking about that love that God has and that boldness that we can come to one day in the day of judgment. Now, we preached this past weekend on that judgment, standing before the judge. I'd like to preach tonight for just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought, beaming at the bema. Amen? Beaming at the bema. I can see in my mind's eyes the Lord, as we come to this point and we come to this place where we stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. But He says that we can come to this place with a perfect boldness because we know who God is. Because we know what God wants to do for us, what He is doing for us, what He's going to do for us before we get to this point. And we can stand circumspectly before God today and just give Him the praise for where He's already brought us from. Amen. Hey, look at me a minute. Do you know where God brought you from? Do you know where you used to be? And now you're like me, we're not perfect yet. Amen. We still wear this old body, this old robe of flesh that hinders us in a lot of ways. But I want to say tonight, that's not my excuse, because I serve a holy God. And that God I serve lives in me. A hope of glory is inside my soul, praise God. And it's alive and it's real. Amen. And I'm not going to let my old flesh be an excuse, praise God, for me living in a way that's not pleasing to the Lord. And I want every day to get this flesh under subjection unto God, so that I can stand one day beaming before the bema, praise God, because I've got victory in my Savior. I know why I'm there. I know why He's there, praise God. And I know the reason glory be to God, but I know the reason I am there is because of Him. Amen. Amen. I can stand in the presence of God rejoicing today because of who He is for me. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Take that, devil. Well, he's fought me about this all day. He said, "You're going to just get up there and mess up. You should just do something else." Amen? Amen. But glory be God, I'm glad there's a God that loves me. Glory to God. And one day He's going to stand and He's going to judge me for my rewards. Amen. See, the bema seat ain't about my salvation. Bema seat ain't about your salvation. Bema seat is about what you've done for Jesus, praise God, while you were here. Amen. The difference you make, the effect that you have on other people's lives. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That day of judgment. I will say this. Number one, I think it's a performance evaluation. Amen. I wrote that down. I thought that was pretty good. A performance evaluation. Amen. It's kind of like getting a job. You know, they say, "Well, you know, we're gonna start you out here at this salary, and then after 90 days, we're gonna give you an evaluation, and then we'll pay you what you're worth." Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you listening? After 90 days, we're gonna pay you what you're worth, not what you think you're worth. Amen. He said, "But we're going to evaluate your performance value, and we're going to pay you what you're worth. We'll give you what you're worth." I want to say, glory be God, we can beam at the beam of sea, praise God, because He's going to give us an evaluation, and He's going to give us, praise God, what we're worth. Amen. Praise God. You say, "Well, what will that be?" Praise God, it'd be a whole lot, because we're worth a whole lot to the Father. Amen. Glory be God. I want you, praise the Lord. You're worth so much that He give the very best He had when He gave His only begotten Son for you. Amen. You're worth all He had when Jesus Christ Himself hung on the cross of Calvary, shed His blood on Calvary for you. So you're worth a whole lot. So He's checking us out in our perfection. The love of God is perfected. I said, the love of God is perfected. It's made perfect. Amen. Herein is love made perfect. Now this word perfect, I got to think of it. Now this, the way they put this here, this word perfect is used in a couple of different tenses. And I got to study this out. I got my Greek lexicon down. I begin to look at this. And this first perfect here is a perfect passive indicative. Amen? There'll be a quiz after the message, all right? But what that means is the word perfect is having been completed. Amen. In other words, say there's nothing lacking when it comes to the love of God in us. He will fill us full of His love to where you don't let, that you'll not be lacking for loving. Amen? Amen? Praise God. The love of God will be in your heart, praise God, and it'll be, and when you start shedding it abroad, just like we do these little babies. Praise God. You don't know what it is till you get these little grandbabies, Lord God, and they're so precious. Amen? You start giving that love you didn't even know you had. Amen. Well, see, that's what God's telling us here. He said that perfect love, that complete love that God has given us. In other words, He says, not only is it a complete love, but it's a matured love. Amen. I think what problem is, Brother Eck, when we're parents to begin with, we raise our kids, we're not mature in our knowledge of love. We don't know what love is because we don't take the time, amen, to learn to love like we should. To have an agape love, a godly love that He has for us. Amen. That we can reciprocate to someone else. Oh, we're glad to get love, ain't we? Everybody likes to be loved. Amen. Everybody likes to be loved. But everybody don't like to share their love, don't like to give out love. Amen. We like to get love. But there's not a whole lot of people that like to give love. But praise God, when you get the love of God, it gets real in your heart. It becomes that perfect love, that complete love, that matured love. Amen. A love that brings to fulfillment. Amen. It brings to completeness, praise God. You get to a point you say, Lord God, it can't get no better than this. Amen. My relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, the way He loves me, cares for me, where He brought me from, the way He's helping, the way He encouraged me, the way He gives me every day, the way He meets my need, even when I don't know where it's coming from. Yeah. Amen. That fulfilling of that love of God in her heart. In other words, almost to the point of being a finished product. Amen. I believe there's a whole lot of people in the world today that they feel like they're just partially made. But they, praise God, I'm glad in the Lord, praise God, He make us perfect. He'll make us that finished product. He'll make us that product, praise God, that is complete. Praise the Lord. That's what He said. So here is our love made perfect, that complete love, that total love, that mature love, amen, that fulfilled love that He has. Filled, plumb full of God, praise God, up to the point of that finished product. Amen. Ready to be delivered. Amen. A finished product ready to be delivered. But He goes on this. He said that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. I mean, that's where we're beaming at the bema. Because as He is, so are we in this world. It's Christ in us now. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Can you say that with me? It's Christ in me now. Amen. He lives in us now. He's with us now. He's making us what He wants us to be now. Amen. Amen. He ain't going to wait till He gets to the end of the journey and pocus, change you into something He wants to be when you get to the end of the line. He'd rather us be what He'd have us to be right now. Amen. And He'll keep working on us till He gets us where He'd have us to be. He goes on, He says, there is no fear in love. There's nothing to fear about love. Amen. But perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. Now here we have this word perfect again in verse 18. Now this word here has a little different meaning. Amen. It's speaking of one who has persevered. Amen. It's speaking of one who has come through the test. It's speaking of one, as Paul has said, has fought a good fight. Amen. perfecting through fighting, perfecting from persevering, from staying on course, not giving up, and not giving in. Amen. Now, we're living a day and a time, people would say, they tell me all the time, well, Pastor, Master, if you'll just let up just a little bit, I'll be letting up on my God. Amen. Mm-hmm. He's made everything. He made it perfect. His Word's perfect. He wants to make us perfect, and we can't be perfect without His perfect Word. So what do you want me to change? Because if I change one word, one dot, one tittle in that book, praise God, then you're going to be an imperfect something when you get finished. Amen? So I want to, if there's a man going to preach to my heart, I want him to preach me the truth so that I can be perfect in Christ Jesus, so that I can persevere in this day that I live. Amen? So that we can persevere, so that we can gain completeness. So that we can gain, so we can get to a place of a finished product. A finished product is something that's useful. If a product isn't finished, it can't be used for what it was being produced for. Amen? But when the product is finished, amen, you gain that completeness. Amen? In other words, what we're doing, we're looking to attain a moral end. You know what that word means? Morality. It's something that we don't have much anymore. Brother John, we've kind of thrown morality out the door and just went as the world goes. That's why the church ain't much different. The church house ain't much different from everybody else's house. Amen? Because morality is gone. But it's what we intend to do. Amen. That intended direction, the way that we intended to go. The way that we had set, the course that we had set our mind on, because this is what God says. Yeah. Amen. So that we begin to go in the right direction. Amen. The way He intended to do. The way you intended to do. The way the man or the woman intended to go for the glory of God. And it's the way we go in Christ Jesus. Amen. It's not in my flesh, because my flesh will take me the opposite direction, quick, fast, in a hurry. But it's the way that I've determined, hello, the way that I've determined to go in Christ Jesus. Amen. As Christ being my Lord and my shepherd, my chief shepherd, the master shepherd, to take me the way He wants me to go. Amen. So that I can be perfect in Him. He's got the perfect plan. It's laid out for us. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 in verse 9. He says, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. God's still working on you. Amen? But you're His. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation, another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Amen? He said, everybody builds a little bit different. Your building's a little bit different, right? Hello? Yeah. Amen? Well, yeah, you got fat buildings, skinny buildings, tall buildings, wide buildings, low buildings. Amen? Amen. Amen. But he said, the foundation that we all have, whether you're big, fat, short, tall, skinny, cute or ugly, praise God, the foundation that we have is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. It's one that we can build on confidently, knowing that it's a solid foundation, it's a poured foundation, it's a cornerstone foundation, it's the foundation to build upon. It's a starting place, praise God. Amen? So if any man build upon the foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hair, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. In other words, he says, why do you do what you do? What kind of material are you using to build on your foundation? See, that's the important part. What material, if we're building godliness and godly material, praise God, we'll have a godliness built on a godly foundation. But if you start every now and then chunking a little bit of junk in there, you may be on a godly foundation. Praise God, your thing won't be stable. Yeah. You'll have weak spots in your dwelling. Amen? Said, and the fire will tell on you when it comes testing time. But if a man's work abide, which he hath built up thereupon, he shall receive a reward. He'll be beaming at the bema. Amen? You'll be happy. Glory. Praising God because God showed you the way and you went that way and it all worked out. Imagine that. I can't understand why people keep wanting to go in the wrong direction, go away from God, wonder why they never have anything work out for them. And they'll keep going the same direction, expecting what? A different result. And it don't work. But when you go with God, praise God, you can expect Him to help you to attaining of a reward. So if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So we see here the Bible's telling us, praise God, it's just perfecting it God does. He's putting it together. Amen? He's making this thing together. He said, those that persevere, those that fought a good fight and stayed the course, amen, they'll gain a completeness and they'll attain to a moral end. Amen. Now, people in the world today don't want to hear. They don't want to hear the word morality. It's almost as ugly a word to them as Jesus is, because they think we ought to be able to do what we want to, do what feels good. Amen. Follow the flesh, and everything be okay. But we got to have a form of morality. We got to have a something to attain to. Every man, woman, boy, and girl needs that something to attain to. Amen. So that we can have this thing put together and it work right. So that we can have a finished product. Now I thought about this when I was thinking about it. I was thinking about when I was at work. And I'd get specs on a piece of equipment. I'd order a piece of equipment to certain specs. We'd order a thing and that was going to help us. It was going to make our job easier. And it was going to make us more, give us more productivity. Amen. Help us with our production. So we would get the specs and we'd sit down and we'd get our heads together and we'd order a piece of equipment and we'd long and wait for it to get there, Brother Bud. Amen. Kind of like they did down there at the Inca plant. You know, when you got a place, you get a place ready, you line out a place for a piece of equipment, expect to wait until it comes in. All excited, praise God. And then it comes in, and that thing finally comes in after a long wait of time. Sometimes the lead time was killer. Amen? Because you're anticipating this thing coming in. Amen? You're expecting to be a certain thing, a certain way, and to do a certain thing, and you're anticipating, and then that thing finally, the thing finally rolls in on the big truck. Boy, it's exciting. Everybody gathers around it. Can't hardly get it off the truck for people a-gawking and a-looking. And then you take the fellas, you say, fella, get back. Get back. Go, you need to go back to work. I'm going to open up the package. Amen? I'm going to open up this package and I'm going to inspect it. And I'm going to make sure all the parts is here that we need to make this thing what we're expecting it to be. But I want to say glory be to God. When God begins the perfecting process of me and you, He gives us all the parts that's necessary to make us perfect in Christ Jesus our Savior. When He works, there's nothing lacking. But see, what was the sad part? That thing come in and you'd go through that thing so that you could begin to start the assembly process. So you could get that thing up and get it running. Amen. To see what it's going to do. A time of trial. And you begin to unpackage it, and you begin to look, and then the worst thing that could happen is some of the parts be missing. Amen? And usually if it was that main part that held the two pieces together, it made it go uddin. Amen? So you're here, you've got all these high expectations, you unpackage it, but there's a part missing. I'm afraid in a lot of our Christians' lives, God's given us all that we need in the volume of book, but these parts are missing. But it's not God's fault. He's given us the parts to make us work right. He's got the parts. In other words, He's got all the parts we need to make us come together. Amen? Praise God. There's nothing lacking in a child of God. that completeness, that maturity, all that God gives to us. But it's a matter of taking those things and putting them together for God's glory. Amen? So that that thing can be, so that that thing can be that finished product. Coming off the assembly line, praise God, finished product, ready to run for Christ. Ready to run for the Lord. For His glory.
Amen?
Amen? Now I know it's kind of a crude analogy, but that's how it works. God's give us what we need, amen. He said, here's all that's necessary. Through the love of God, amen, that we could stand boldly at the day of judgment. So that we could be beaming at the bema seat, rejoicing, and the Lord said, praise God, I've come through victorious, I've come before my Savior, and glory be to God, ain't it good to be here? Amen. You see, it's that time when He's going to give us our rewards. Praise God, my reward is just being there, praise the Lord. My reward is a Savior that loved me enough to buy me, praise God, to purchase me and bring me unto Himself. Pull me out of the world, praise God, and put me on a foundation of Christ Jesus where I could have a direction that I'm a-going.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. That completeness that I need. But He says this in John in verse 18. He said, He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Amen. He said, he that feareth is not made perfect in love. You know what that tells me, Brother Bud? It means that if you're fearful, Lord, praise God, you got some pieces missing. Amen. We've not been fully assembled to a work in order. Amen. That we don't have that completeness, that perfection, and maturity, all the things that we need in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. So there's a... It's not finished products. Some pieces is missing. But praise God, there's a God of heaven, amen, that's there to put everything together in the right order. Amen. He puts together so that we can be beaming before the bema seat. Amen. Rejoicing, smiling in the presence of the Lord. You say, well, preacher, that's going to be a solemn time. We're going to be standing before God. And praise the Lord, it will be. It'll be a solemn time. They won't be, as I talk about the judgment day, they won't be talking life and blowing bubble gum. But praise God, we can be rejoicing down our soul that, glory to God, look where I am now. Amen. Look where Jesus brought me to. Amen. I'm standing before my son. Can you imagine? This body couldn't stand it. Amen. Standing in the presence of my Savior, Him right there. Glory be to God. And amen, amen. Now, all of a sudden, just out of, boom, there you are in the presence of an almighty God. Bless His holy name. Boy, I may not be on the outside, but on the inside, I'm going to be beaming. I'm going to be glory to God. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be anxious. But praise God, I'm going to be expectant because I'm doing my best for my Savior. I'm expecting till He comes, praise God. And one day, just a little bit, He's coming. All of His glory, I'm going to behold Him, amen. And I'm going to pull up that beaming in the presence of the bema seat. I'm going to be standing in the presence of glory, waiting on my rewards, amen. And the Lord says here, I can come with all boldness. I can come boldly to that place, amen, with confidence, amen. That Lord's a working a good work in me. Lord's working a good work in you so that He can present Him to Himself. And He said He's going to present you without spot or blemish or any such thing. You ain't going to have no faults. Amen. Praise God. And you can beam before the beam of seat, praise God, and just say glory to God. Boy, what a time we're going to have. Amen. And the Lord's going to just bless me, and He's going to, praise God, He's going to pour out those rewards upon me, those that that He's helped me to earn. Amen. So I can just cast them back at His feet and say, Lord, them ain't mine, them's yours. Amen. Praise God, the goodness and the mercy and the love that You showed me and helped me to show to others along the way. Lord, that ain't mine. God, that's yours. And Lord, I just want to praise You and give You all the glory for it. Bless His holy name. He said, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. He said, that fear is gone. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to be anxious, but I'm going to be excited. I'm going to be beaming before that bema seat. Amen. My heart's going to be smiling. If a heart's got a smiler, praise God, it's going to be smiling from ear to ear. Amen. Praise the Lord. When I stand before my Savior and I realize, young, He's going to get us there. Not of works that we have done. Amen. But by grace, the Lord's going to help us. He said that love that He had that He shows to us, that's manifest in our hearts, is going to come out of us one day. Praise God. You might as well just let it be today. Just let God show His love through you to somebody out there. Amen. Praise God. So one day in a little while, you can be beaming at the Bema too. Bless His holy name. Amen. Well, I pray to tell you what a day that'll be when we stand before Him. But I'm glad today that I know who Jesus is. Amen. I know who He is. Praise God. And Him going to stand before that Bema seat one day, rejoicing in my soul that my Savior got me there. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, you ain't afraid of dying? Going to hell. If I died and went to hell, I'd have to go through the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ. Because I'm trusting in that blood, praise God. Every fiber of my being is about His precious blood He shed for me on the cross of Calvary. Amen. I don't know, but that's enough to make me beam in my soul. Praise God for what Jesus done for me. Amen. Ain't you glad Jesus saves?
Amen.
Bless His holy name. Amen. Stand with me.